folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. Today's audio article is titled, The State of Our Health and Society. Most health issues are not isolated, neither are the affairs of our society. You can see this, especially when you understand the causal chain of events that ties them together. What we can witness today is an over-medicated society, where pills often replace personal responsibility and lifestyle change. On the other side, many young people are growing up detached from the importance of discipline, health, and moderation, making choices that undermine their well-being. Addictions, whether to medication, alcohol, cannabis, or opioids, are no longer isolated issues, but symptoms of a culture that seeks instant relief instead of long-term solutions. The growing abortion rate and the steady decline in children's physical and mental health further reflect a moral and societal imbalance. These issues reveal a deeper sickness within our collective mindset, one that cannot be cured by drugs, but requires a renewal of values, purpose, and accountability. The use of gabapentin continues to rise, making it the fifth leading drug dispensed with 59 million prescriptions in 2024. Gabapentin is a prescription medication known as a gamma-aminobutyric acid, GABA analog. Since they can not make money on prescribing the amino acid GABA, they needed to create a drug in which they could patent. Gabapentin helps with stress and anxiety, and it also gets prescribed off-label combined with opioids covering both anxiety and pain. Although gabapentin alone is infrequently involved in fatal overdose, serious breathing difficulties may occur in patients with respiratory conditions or those using gabapentin in combination with opioids. Many clinicians still view gabapentin as benign, underestimate fall and delirium risk, and don't consistently apply renal dose limits or stop rules. Of course, they forget to tell the patients that they will also be addicted and have serious withdrawals. But the drug's popularity continues to rise. Taking GABA has relatively few side effects, even though it does not cross on its own the blood-brain barrier, but it does offer many of the benefits of the drug gabapentin. Of course, we must point out that GABA should not be considered an alternative treatment to those taking gabapentin. Absolutely not. Any decision to alter any medication must be done under the approval of your healthcare practitioner. GABA helps with anxiety and stress, and so does kava-kava, but they do not help with pain. If combined with the amino acid DLPA and DMSO, though, the patient's condition could dramatically improve with these natural treatments. Again, this is not for those on medication, only for those with health conditions that these natural products are known to help with. A substantial proportion of infants who receive the monoclonal antibody shot nirsevimab, intended to prevent RSV, developed a shot-resistant strain of the illness, according to a French preprint study. The study observed 1,023 infants under age one who developed respiratory syncytial virus infection, RSV, during the 2024 to 2025 season. According to their findings, approximately 12.5% of infants with breakthrough RSV infections. That is to say, infants who received nirsevimab but still got RSV had resistant variants. Almost all of these were of RSV subtype B, whereas only about 1% of resistant cases were subtype A. Interestingly, none of the infants who had not received nirsevimab had resistant strains in this study, which raises questions about whether the resistant virus is being driven by treatment rather than natural spread. At the population level, the antibody continues to show high efficacy, so maybe we should ask why anyone would choose a risky shot to make their child sicker. Is it happening due to misinformation or simply carelessness? The list goes on, unfortunately. When I saw the pattern for newborns coming into the world with syphilis, I immediately thought, isn't that the saddest scenario to envision? How tragic. In fact, cases of newborn syphilis in the United States have risen for the past 12 years and increased by nearly 700% from the 475 cases reported in 2015 to the 3,941 cases reported in 2024, according to the CDC. Congenital syphilis is passed from mother to baby during pregnancy and can cause severe harm to the infant's skin, eyes, heart, liver, and brain, or even result in stillbirth, death, disability. These outcomes are preventable with timely treatment, making early detection of at-risk pregnant women essential. It has become obvious that some teens and young women do not know much about prevention against sexually transmitted infections that may have something in common to newborns born with syphilis or birth control in general. According to a study that surveyed 1,160 English-speaking individuals aged 15 to 29 years, only 48% of female adolescents and young women can correctly answer questions about how contraceptives work. No wonder that mail-in abortions continue to increase. According to some information from women's health clinics, most of the requests for medication abortions were from women who wanted the pills on hand in case of a future unwanted pregnancy. These just-in-case requests usually account for about 15% of calls. It is even sadder that, according to data published this summer by the Society of Family Planning, there were 1.14 million abortions in 2024, up from 1.05 million abortions in 2023. We should not be surprised then that the U.S. birth rate has hit the all-time low. In this state of affairs, it is painfully obvious how young people deal with their issues, especially knowing that the average spends up to 8 hours a day on social media. They get advice from others in the same boat, using cannabis and alcohol to sleep. That in turn compounds their anxiety, and rather than breaking free, it keeps them on the medical addicted treadmill. It is tragic, since they are supposed to be our future. In Canada, even an out has been created, offering MAID, the legalized physician-assisted suicide to depressed individuals. How did we get here? I believe it started when we stopped sitting around the dinner table and praying for the blessings in our life before eating. You cannot break a family that is united with the bond of love. It is the strongest defense to the breakdown that engulfs humanity. There is a song sung by the Gaither vocal band called Build an Ark. The lyrics are quite poignant for today's society. The chorus, build an ark, head for the open water, save your sons and your daughters, build an ark. Maybe it is a good time to reestablish family values and develop a spiritual connection. One part of the 12-step program that Alcoholics Anonymous have can be effective no matter of your faith, to simply acknowledge a higher power greater than ourselves. Sometimes we just don't feel as though we can make it on our own. We need to reach out to a spiritual ally that we can meditate on and with. For a complete list of references and citations, please see the published article at lifechoice.net.